Iran's ambassador to the United Nations calls on the UN Security Council to respond to the recent terrorist attack that claimed the lives of 14 Iranian border guards. Mohammad Khazaei is also urging the international community to help Iran bring the perpetrators of the crime to justice. Tehran has called on Islamabad to extradite terrorists who killed 13 Iranian border guards in eastern Iran near the border with Pakistan on Friday. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Mazi Afghan said all regional countries should contribute to efforts to tackle terrorism and to maintain security in the region. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says the country is seeking serious and purposeful negotiations with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany over its nuclear energy program. Mohammad Javad Zarif made the comments in a meeting with Poland's Undersecretary of State Bogusław Wynid in Tehran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has emphasized the importance of nuclear weapons in the defense doctrine of the U.S. Kerry also said Washington will not compromise on its principle to protect its allies against what he described as adversaries. The powerful storm has hit several European countries, leaving at least 13 people dead. Six of the victims were killed in Germany, where gusty winds have caused widespread traffic disruptions and flight cancellations. Several deaths have also been reported in France, the Netherlands, and in Britain. The former BBC employee who was supposed to stand trial over sex offense charges has been found dead at his home in London. 67-year-old David Smith was the driver of disgraced BBC presenter Jimmy Savile. The presenter had sexually abused nearly 450 young girls and boys within four decades. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has briefed the Security Council on Syria's chemical weapons. He says Syria is on target to meet a looming deadline to destroy its chemical weapons production equipment. Ban says inspectors have confirmed the functional destruction of production mixing and filling capabilities of the chemical weapons sites they visited. The killing of a 17-year-old boy by police stirs up fresh protests in Brazil. Police used tear gas to disperse violent rallies in Sao Paulo. At least one person was injured and scores were arrested in clashes with police.